Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I believe you've been to South Africa. Can you tell me about Kenya?
I'm saving it up for next week.
Oh, okay.
I've got lots of wonderful stories to tell you. Never having set foot there before, it was an amazing experience for me. Really opened my eyes to Africa.
Well, now, you've shared an amazing experience with me because this... This
I can
is
hear you. I can see you licking your lips, yeah.
Bacon week. Yes, I'm actually eating it right now, and I don't like it.
It's that macaron by Adriana Zombo, made with a bacon filling.
Oh.
Look, I have to admit, I wasn't crazy about it either. You know, he is pretty mad, Adriano. I remember he did make a filling once with McDonald's hamburgers, so now he's got this one made with bacon. They're a lovely pink colour, which is to celebrate Australian pork, and this is the whole point about the macarons. It's Bacon Week this week. I know that Homer Simpson once came up with the idea of Bacon Day, but Australian pork has come up with the idea of Australian Bacon Week. Because, look, there's quite a lot of confusion in the labelling of pork. Made in Australia doesn't actually mean the product is made here from Australian-grown pork, only that it's actually a lot of the pork that the small goods that are made come from pork that's imported from other countries.
Oh.
Mm. So what you have to do when you go shopping is look for the pink sticker. It's a pork mark. It's a square one, and on it says Australian pork. That means it's 100% grown here in Australia. Yeah, quite a lot of confusion. And apparently, according to their research, 95% of Australians would prefer to buy Australian, which makes sense, doesn't it?
While you've been telling me that, I've just finished off the Adriano Zumba.
You managed to finish it? I couldn't. Mm. anyway, they're also giving away awards, and I've got to tell you that not one award went to anyone in New South Wales. They all went to South Australia, Victoria, Queensland, Canberra. Oh, no, there's one in New South Wales from Naruma, Rapley's Midtown Quality Meats. He got a third prize for his full rasher. Mm.
I know.
New South Wales didn't do so well. Mm.
Well, I bet you've got a recipe for us.
I do have a recipe. I've got a recipe using bacon from a new book by Lucky Wall. Lucky Wall is a well-known cookery writer, and the book is called Pasta Rustica. And it sort of ties in with what I was telling you a few weeks ago about Italians going back to their low-cost, old-style cuisine, Cucina Povera. Remember, I told you about that restaurateur, Arneo Nizzoli, who has a restaurant in northern Italy, in Mantua. And he's been getting to show students there how to make maialata meals. These are meals made with every part of the pig. For example, he makes pig's lung soup, and he shows them how to make that delicious cotechino sausage, which uses the tongue of the pig. So, anyway, Lucky's come up with this terrific pasta rustica book. There are over 100 really good pasta meals in it, low cost. And she's got a whole chapter devoted to bacon and things from the pork. For example, like she's got rigatoni with sausage, pork and prosciutto, and conchiglia with speck, eggs and fontina. But my recipe today is a very simple one from her book. It's for orecchiette, which are the little ear-shaped pasta, which come from Puglia in southern Italy, combined with tomato, corn, lots of fresh basil, and bacon as the topping instead of parmesan cheese. So you'll find that on my website.
And the website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au. And don't forget the kids' cooking classes. It's almost April school holidays, and I've got plenty of classes listed on my website.
Okay, and we'll talk to you next week about Kenya.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.